Welcome if you're just joining us. So again, thank you for joining us today. Our session is organizing your school year for more time, revenue, and peace. Who doesn't want a little bit of all of that? Let me start just by introducing myself. My name is Cynthia Parker. I am an education consultant, and I've been in the early childhood field for over 30 years now. I've been in all capacities. I've been in the classroom, I've been a director. I've worked in a home office of a large-scale childcare company. I've done educational consulting and coaching and teaching of classes. So, I've dabbled in a lot. So I'm excited to bring my expertise here today to all of you, as well as introduce some of you to eye care, which is going to be the system that we will definitely cover today and show you how it can be part of that saving grace for you today. But there's going to be other tips and so forth as well that I want you to think about that you can apply into your workload starting today. So here is a fun fact. As many as 80% of people fail to keep their New Year's resolutions by February. Only 8% of people stick with them the entire year. I will be honest. I have stopped even setting New Year's resolutions because I know I am going to fall in the 92% who do not make it through the year. And most likely, I fall in the 80% who don't make it till the end of February. But New Year's resolutions can be hard. We put a lot of pressure on ourselves, but the intent is good. We want to do something that betters us, whether it's physically, emotionally, professionally, personally. So there's good intents, but we want to look at things a little more realistic so that when we do want to make changes, we can do it successfully. So, in our session today, we're going to talk about identifying systems that can work for you. And that word you is capitalized because what works for me doesn't necessarily work for all of you. You have to kind of see the different options, know your style, and pick those that you know are going to be matching that style that you can be successful with. We're also going to be looking at how to simplify your processes, such as registration, billing, and hiring. And then we're going to end on a positive, making sure that you're remembering to take care of you. Because if you're not in a good space, you're not going to be any help to anybody else. So it's important that you put yourself first sometimes and make sure that you're in a good place. All right, for those of you who are Friends fans out there, I'm going to have you watch this little video clip for a second.
An elevator in here?
Yes, I did, but there isn't. Okay, here we go. Okay, go left, left, left.
You know what? There's no more left, left.
Okay, lift it straight up over your head. Straight up over your head. You can do it. You can do it.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
You got it?
Yeah.
Good,
oh,
good,
God.
good, good.
Oh.
Yeah, you got it, right? You
Right.
got it,
Yeah.
right? You
Yeah.
got it.
Ah! Any chance you think the couch looks good there?
Just follow my lead.
Okay.
Come on, Shelly. All right, okay. There we go. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Turn.
Okay.
Turn. Turn.
I don't think we can turn anymore.
Oh my God, I just don't think it's gonna fit.
Oh yeah, it will. Come on, up, 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 up. Yes. Here we go. Pivot. Pivot. Pivot.
Okay, one of my favorite episodes there, but how many of you feel sometimes that your day is all about pivoting? You start with one plan, you need to pivot. You try and adjust your day, you need to pivot again. It can be an exhausting day sometimes where you feel like you're not going to get anything done. And we want to simplify it so that you are feeling successful and that you don't have to feel like you're playing the pivot game every single day. ask this. So again, I even saw some people raise their hands there in terms of how they feel as though they're pivoting. And feel free to type into the chat box at any point in time if you have something to share or share how we are always feeling like we are pivoting ourselves. Okay. I know for me, when I was a director, I would try to start off doing payroll first thing in the morning, but then the phones are ringing and teachers might have been calling sick. Parents are stopping by the office to ask questions. And an activity that should have only taken me 30 minutes now took me an hour and a half. So it can be really stressful. Oh, there's one thing I forgot to mention that I want to share with all of you. Today, we are giving away one $50 e-gift card to the Lakeshore store. So for those of you who are on with us still at the end of the session, we will be calling out a name and asking you to respond right then and there to make sure we're still connected. And we will get a $50 e-gift card out to you. So that is fantastic. One of my favorite stores. We have one here in Mass. We have two here in Massachusetts near me. All right. So the first thing I want you to think about, let's shift gears again back to making those changes for our new year, is that we want to make sure we're planning for SMART goals. And for those of you who have not heard of SMART goals, this is an acronym that says our goal should be specific. So again, it should be very clear what we're going to do and what we're trying to do. They should be measurable. So it's something that maybe we know we were going to commit to something for 30 days, or we're trying to lose 10 pounds, or we're going to register 10 new children. It's something that should be achievable. Okay, so we know it should be within the realm of possibility. All right, we don't want to set unrealistic goals for ourselves. We want to make sure that it's relevant. So if you're thinking about your center and you're thinking about maybe new initiatives that you'd like to put into place, is it relevant to you, to the children, to the families, to the teachers? Is it something important to really focus on right now? And lastly, make sure that it's time bound. All right. You want to give yourself an end date that you're going to be able to have something implemented by June 1st, that you're going to create a committee to work on staff morale. You're going to have seven people on your team by January 31st. Okay. So, again, things that you can really look at to say, yeah, I'm achieving my goal, or no. And here's maybe why not. And you can make a little bit of an adjustment to that. So, remember as you're planning to use this acronym. All right. We know that there's a lot going on in your day. You're trying to register parents. You're trying to get the billing all set. Scheduling, I've been there, done that. That can be a nightmare because it changes all the time. Hiring staff, unfortunately, in our field, there's a lot of turnover. We're always trying to hire in new high quality educators, getting payroll done, and then all of those things that relate to the children. The documentation that is required by your licensing bodies, the individual documentation to care for children who have particular needs, and communicating that information with parents. It can get really, really hectic. And that's why you feel like you're going in so many directions and you're pivoting and pivoting and pivoting all the time. Our goal is to change that feeling and help you relax a little and help you feel more in control and more successful. And the eye care system is a great way to do a lot of that. Here's another fun fact to share. Only 2.5% of people can successfully multitask. So you might hear a lot of people saying, oh no, I got to do this all at once. Nope, I can do that while I'm doing this. I'll get it done. It's okay. And we think we're multitasking successfully, but we're really not. We're missing things in part of the tasks that we're doing, We're taking much longer to accomplish tasks that need to get done, and we're not really making the best use of our time. So we have to think, how can we focus on what needs to get done now? And how can we organize ourselves to make sure we still attend to everything else in a timely manner? Systems, that's the answer. All right, finding systems that work for you is going to be what helps you become more successful. And again, the systems I put in place might look different from your systems, and that's okay. But here are a few I'd like to share. Why systems are so important? Well, they help us be more efficient. Again, we just learned multitasking isn't something that most people, the strong majority, are not good at. And so we're not being as efficient as possible if we don't have a plan in place on how we get things done. And as a result, that affects our productivity. Systems also help us be more organized so that when you walk into your office and you say, I need to see who's on the wait list for infant three, starting in June, you can get that information and it doesn't take you 20 minutes. You can be more successful with parents and staff. If your system is letting you get things done, then parents and staff right off the bat are going to be happy knowing that they're getting their needs met. But you're also going to be in an emotional better place to be able to respond and interact with them better. So as a result, it increases communication because part of a system will make sure that everybody knows how things work. So for example, some systems that I would have in place as a director was when teachers were turning in their curriculum, there was a particular box that it was in. Okay. So if they came and said, hey, did you look at my curriculum? And I said, hey, did you put it in the box? If they said no, I said that no, I did not get to it because I only look what's in that box right there. Or there were systems where we had notification as where people are located, so that if I was stepping out of my office into a classroom, I put it on a board so that people knew where to find me easily and didn't have to pop in and out of multiple classrooms to find out where I was at that point. Systems also let us be more routine and predictable. Predictability is important because when children don't know what to predict of adults, usually you see a lot of negative behavior. Well, guess what? When there's not a lot of predictability, and you as a supervisor, your staff and your families are going to start to feel insecure because they don't know what they're going to get when they approach you. But when you have a routine, you have some strong systems in place, they know when things are going to get done, how things are going to get done, and feel confident in that. And ultimately, it makes your life easier. And isn't that what we want? A little bit easier life? I know I do. Here's the key to systems. You want to put a system in place. If something's not working, change it. Do not drop it. All right. If you drop the system, you're going to be back where you started from. All right. So you got to put it into place. You got to really put an effort into getting it to stick and then make adjustments, make tweaks to those areas that are not working. All right. New habits are hard. All right. It can take up to 60 days for a new habit to kick in. So if you're putting your New Year's system into place, give yourself till March, all right, to see if it's really working or not, because some of it might just be you still trying to clunk around going into old habits. Now, here's a few examples of some of my favorite systems that I like to make sure are in place. First and foremost, I delete and file emails that have been addressed. All right, so if I got that information and I do not need that email anymore, gone. If I have that information, but I may need to reference and back, or I need to make sure I keep track of different communications with different people or organizations, then I have my folder set up and I put it in that folder. But I try and keep my inbox very, very small. So it's really only the things that I need to actively engage in. You want to have, or I always like to have a center calendar, so that everything's there, whether it's my appointments, my tours, my teacher meetings. Those things need to be centralized in one place. That could be in a paper version if you like the paper version. That could be a Google Calendar, or that could be the calendar that your program, such as iCare, can offer of you to track things. That way, you don't have to look in multiple places to tell somebody that you're free or miss out on important meetings and deadlines because you had information in multiple spaces. All right. You want to think about where that paperwork goes in your office. So, do you have some sort of inbox or mailbox where staff leave paperwork for you? Okay. I would have directors sometimes have an inbox, which was great. Yeah, everyone knew throw it in the inbox, but the inbox could get this high. All right. And I would say, oh my gosh, that's like just so overwhelming. You need to keep your inbox low, just like your email inbox. And, sorry, hold on. A couple people raised their hand there. Nicole and Maria, you both raised your hand. If you want to unmute, if you have questions, feel free. Otherwise, I'll just keep going on, but feel free to jump in if you'd like to. So, you also want to make sure you stay on top of that. So, you have that paperwork, you have to figure out when you're going to act on it. I knew for me on Fridays, or was it Thursdays and Fridays, depending on the day there, but I would sit down and go through my box for the week. So anything that needed to be acted on. So if it was reviewing curriculum, it was done before the following week. If it was filing sign-in and out sheets, everything was where it was supposed to be for licensing. If it was signing off on authorizations for things, it got done in a timely manner. The stuff that ended up being junk, throw it away. The stuff that needed filing gets put away. If you touch a piece of paper too many times, it shouldn't be there. Okay, then it should either be able to be acted on, filed, or tossed. All right, or potentially redirected to someone else who can handle the situation. All right, and other systems to consider are communication plans. So we used to have a daily note written on the daily schedule for teachers. But we would also put out a monthly newsletter for teachers that would give them specific information coming up about days off, new teachers hiring, something new going on, a policy and procedure in the company. And we also did monthly newsletters to parents with the same types of information. And then that way they knew consistently they were going to get certain documents that was going to be emailed them to them, that they were going to get a paper version in their staff pocket or their parent pocket. And they knew where to start to look for that information. And for me, a task notebook is always important. If you want me to remember something, I have to write it down. I need to keep a list going, so that when I'm sitting down in front of my computer later on, I can look back at my list. I can prioritize what needs to get done first, do those things without forgetting about anything else on my list. So that's always really key to me. And even some of my own personal systems, call them good or not so good, is if someone caught me in the hallway, you're running down the hall to do something for somebody and they go, oh, can you do such and such for me? I would say, leave me a note on my desk or shoot me an email, because I knew I'd forget to put it down in my task book later on. So then when they would follow up and say, oh, did you get to that thing? And I'd say, did you email me or put a note on my desk? And they said, no. And I'd say, no, I didn't get to it. So that was my system. So like I would make sure that people who were requesting of me things that were happening, like, in the middle of a kooky part of the day, the responsibility was on them to then make sure it got to me in a way that I could remember. All righty. Ooh, due dates. Forgot about due dates. Due dates are important too. If you want to have clarity between you and the people you work with or the families you work with, due dates are important, not only for when they need to give information to you, but when you're going to give information to them. So if you say registration's coming out this month, it should be registration's coming out on the 15th. Tuition is due the first Friday of each month. Curriculum is due every Monday for the following week. So there's ample time to review it, discuss it, make adjustments, and prepare for it. All of those due dates bring clarity, and then nobody can say, well, I didn't know when you wanted it, and it's 3 months later. But as I mentioned in the beginning, the paperwork can be some of the most overwhelming part of the job. And we want to help just bring that paperwork down and make you be able to have a moment where you can breathe. And this is where eye care can help you out. And if you have questions, feel free to chat, put them in the chat box, or I'm going to give you some information to connect with people at the end. But having an online system is ideal because you can get rid of all of those pieces of paper and keep them in one place, your computer, on a server that you can access, your families can access, your teachers can access, your coworkers in the office can access, and everything's streamlined. So that includes things like registration paperwork. I mean, that's a nightmare. All of those pages, and then having them redo it every year. All of the photocopying that's done, the paper that gets sent out, the parents who ask for another copy because they lost their first one. So that registration and annual paperwork saves a whole forest in and of itself. To be able to have parents to complete signatures online is huge as well. That way you can look online and you can see, oh, these are the particular people who haven't signed their photo release yet. I can email them. They can go online to the app and go click, yes, I approve, and sign off on things. And then it shows up on your end. Medical forms, fantastic, being able just to upload them into your system and have them in that one spot. So this eliminates a lot of those heavy paper files that you have, as well as the way you have to navigate through those paper files to see who has what in their files and what is still needed. Also, automated reminders. So if you send out those reminders to parents and they still don't have something in by a certain deadline, they'll get a reminder electronically to say, hey, still looking for the such and such form. Now, systems like iCare can also help you with your billing. You're running a very complex business. You have tuition coming in, you have payroll going out. You have other fees and responsibilities in terms of the building that you're in, the materials that you have, the services that you provide. There's a lot happening. And when families are not paying on time, that is devastating for your bottom line so that you can get everything else taken care of and run your business smoothly. So our system allows you to have some ability to project income. You want to know what your summer months are going to look like if enrollment's going down because children are going on month-long vacations. You want to know what your September enrollment's going to look like as you are shifting classrooms for the new school years and trying to figure out what openings you have. You can also set up flexible payment options. Okay, so maybe parents aren't always paying, you know, every Friday for the week, they want to pay on a monthly basis or not. I've noticed this is, I don't know how new this is. Even my daughter's apartment building has a flexible payment option. So instead of paying at the first of the month, you can pay half at the first of the month and half in the middle of the month. So we're trying to be more accommodating to families to make sure bills get paid and they get paid on time. And then again, reminders. You can run lists here. Who owes money? And you can send out reminders to them with just a couple of clicks versus trying to track them down or create separate emails for everybody. You can do this a lot more seamlessly this way. Let's see. I have a question here, and Umesh, you might be the one to answer. Where can you access? Oh, sorry, this is the recorded version of this session. I'm sorry, I misunderstood your question. You'll get a certificate of attendance after, and you'll also get a link to the recording upon completion within a day or so of this session, just to answer a couple questions that came in. All right. Again, whether you're the director or you're the owner of your business, you don't want to miss out on unrealized revenue. You should know where you're at financially so that you can continue to be successful. You need to have those numbers to know if things are progressing, if things are starting to fall downhill a little, and where you can make the adjustments to make sure you are always staying out of the red. All right, systems like this also help us with payroll, direct deposit, fantastic thing. Get everyone to sign up for direct deposit. You don't have to worry about all that paper and people saying they lost their check and having to go back and reorder another check or anything like that. So that is one simple element. Whoops. Thought I had one more thing in there. Nope. And then staffing. Again, I know what it's like to staff. We have ratios to meet, and you need two teachers for this group, three teachers for that group. And then all of a sudden somebody calls out sick. So you start to think, okay, who am I going to put in group one? Because I need a second teacher. Oh, wait. There are children out sick in another classroom. And unfortunately, sometimes you have to do the child shuffle so that you can find a free teacher to move into another classroom, again, to continue to maintain ratios. So our program can also support you in understanding real-time teacher ratio tracking. So you can look in and say, this is what I need on any given day at any given hour. You can see the whole week at once. All right, because sometimes you like to look at things big picture. Sometimes you're just trying to get through a single day. But the whole picture when you're scheduling can look really good. It can also allow for scheduling needs when rooms combine. So this might be the case first thing in the morning and end of the day as teachers are coming and going. You might have classrooms combined for breakfast or combined for end of day activities, which makes sense. You need to do that so teachers aren't working long days or that you don't need to overstaff. So this can help you determine, hey, you're going to have this many children now at 4 o'clock. They're going to be in one room and you're going to need two teachers. And working with the system, it's a lot of just simple drag and drop to make changes. All right, nothing complicated. Drag and drop is so user-friendly. Attendance, another oh my gosh thing that we have to deal with. Rightfully so, we have to make sure children in our care are safe. But we can immediately look online and see who's on site. We can make sure we know when children leave. And again, by having this in a system, we don't have to run down to a classroom to say, hey, when did Janie leave tonight? Or call down and have them try and pull their sheet. It's all electronic. You can pull it right up from the front desk and say, Janie left at 5:15 and know everything you need quickly. No arrival notifications are really important, and you can set that up. So if you have children who are scheduled to be with you on Tuesday at 9 and by 10 o'clock, two children haven't shown up, you're going to get a notification so you can contact those families and say, hey, we just want to make sure the children are okay today. Are you coming in today? More often than not, it's a parent just saying, oh, we've been up all night sick. I forgot to call you. Or, oh, we left for vacation. I forgot to tell you. But again, better to be safe than sorry. And a system like iCare can support teachers as well. So again, when you have a system this integrated into your school, it's going to help you. It's going to seamlessly connect with teachers and families. So, in terms of teachers, they can write daily notes right on their tablets that go to families. You'll have access to see them. So, again, the supervision is still there. There's photo sharing. So, again, pictures that get taken on your phones or tablets, whatever you use in the classroom, can then get shared with families. Parents, as parents, we love getting pictures of our children. We love to see them smiling in the classroom. And that puts us to ease to say, oh, they're having so much fun. Look what they're doing. And that means a lot. All those documents that parents have signed and usually exist in the front office, teachers can have access to make sure that if grandma picks up, that grandma's actually on the authorization pickup form so that she can release the children to her. And lesson plans. You can write lesson plans here. You can send them to the supervisor for approval here. Then they can go out to the parents. No paperwork, passing shuffles, no millions of emails or Google Doc share drives trying to track things down. And as I mentioned, staying connected with families. So you've already got a system helping you manage all of those office tasks, a system that's working with you to stay connected with your teachers. Why not have it stay connected with your families as well? And iCare can do a lot for you in this way. First of all, there is a mobile app that they can log into on their phone so that they can get information in real time. So for their own child, they can receive personal information such as just details about their day, their meals, their moods, their diaper changes, their rest times, things like that. It can share classroom experiences. So in that daily note and through the videos and the pictures, you can get an idea of some of the actual activities your child is doing on any given day. The photos again share a lot about that, but sometimes it's just that cute one you want to share with parents to make them smile. But parents can also get school-wide information. So this includes messages that you want to send out to everybody. Hey, tomorrow's pajama day. Or hey, it's going to be pretty snowy tonight, so make sure you check our Facebook page to find out if we're opened or closed tomorrow. You can send that out super easily. There's a bulletin board as well that gives you key information of things that are happening in the school. There are lobby messages. So if you are using lobby sign-in, there are tablets up front that can also remind parents as they're signing children in and out, creating messages like tomorrow's photo day, tomorrow we're closed, whatever it might be. Automated alerts. And even the safety plan. So again, thinking really large scale, making sure that whatever safety plan you have in place for your families is all in one spot that you can access. So again, you have the parent-staff communication, you have the scheduling, you have all the appropriate documentation in one place. And now if something were to happen at just one keyboard, you can connect with everybody who's involved. You can make sure if something happened, wow, is there an allergy that we were not aware? Let's go back to the paperwork and check. Oh, that is not the medication mom was usually bringing in. This is a new medication and somehow slipped through the cracks. But you want to make sure you have access again quickly and easily to everything. All right, that was a lot. So now I'm going to ask you to join me in just a quick 1.5 minute mindfulness exercise because with all that's going on, I know that I can get overwhelmed and it's important that we stop and take time for ourselves. All right, so with that, just follow along. It's just a simple relaxation from Headspace.
So sitting comfortably, just beginning with a nice big deep breath, breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. So eyes open, a soft focus. As you breathe out, you can allow the breath to return to its natural rhythm. But just keep the eyes open for a moment. Just focusing in on one particular object within your field of vision. Not staring at it too intently, still aware of the space around you. But just gently focusing on that one object. And then just slowly zooming back out again as you blink a few times with the eyes.
Right.
So sitting comfortably.
Easy enough to do, 1 minute a day. Take a moment, recenter yourself. You can do that with a quick video like the one you saw here. It could be listening to your favorite song. It could be walking around the parking lot outside. Whatever it is that helps you ground yourself, pull yourself back together, and focus in. The art of mindfulness is being able to, again, focus on one thing and let all of the extras wash away so that you're not letting them impact you and affect your ability to do what the job is right in front of you right now. Okay. But even more so, in order for you to be an effective supervisor, you need to take care of you as well. So, with that, a few tips that I have include, again, taking time for yourself without feeling guilty. All right. That means if all of your teachers get a lunch break, you can get a lunch break too. All right. That might mean you like to go sit in the staff room and chat with all the other teachers and somebody else is answering the phone. That might mean you get in your car and take a quick ride around or go get your favorite coffee. So those could be some things during the day. And outside of hours, make sure you're thinking about the things that make you happy. All right. And making sure you do them. Again, continuing to practice mindfulness. So we often ask employees, leave your personal life at the door. Well, when you go home, I'm going to ask you to leave your work at school or your program. Nothing you can get done while you're at home stressing out, that won't be there the next morning. Okay, so unless there's really an emergency or something time sensitive, leave it all at work. Focus on what's in front of you, whether that is your partner, those are your children, it's your dog, another family member or friend, whether it is engaging in a club or a craft. Something that is all about you that you're giving your time to separate from work. And lastly, making sure that your physical, mental, and social needs are met. All right, so by physical, sometimes we're stuck in a chair all day in the office. All right, and that doesn't do us well for multiple reasons. So making sure you get up and walk around, whether it's a lap around your school. Or it's jumping into a classroom to play with the children, or making sure it is a walk after work each day. And if the winter has changed your ability to do that, how can you meet that physical need at a different point in time? Can you go do a lap at the mall? Do you have a treadmill in the house? Make sure your mental needs are being taken care of. All right. So, again, do you need some moments of quiet sometimes just to regroup? Do you need to make sure that the weekends truly are yours and that you're not overcommitting, not just to work, but everybody else in your life? And then finally, social. All right. We all have needs. Sometimes socially, by the end of a crazy work week, socially, we just want to be by ourselves, snuggled up in a blanket on our couch, and that's okay. But for others, that's getting out and seeing friends or family that are going to make us laugh, that we can connect to in positive ways, with overlapping interests. And those are things that are going to, again, let us be the best people we are. Now, I found this little clip here a couple of weeks ago on Facebook, and so I thought this was a great place to put it in. But for all of you who know the story of the giving tree just continues to give to this boy over and over and over again until the little boy is an old man and the tree is nothing left but a stump. So this is a twist saying the tree said, no, it's time we set some boundaries. And the tree was happy. You need to find out if you're letting your boundaries be a little too open. And maybe you need to start pulling some boundaries in. And sometimes that means saying no to people. All right. We all have our jobs. We all have our roles. Does not mean we need to take those things on from everybody else. and people need to be responsible for themselves, you will be much happier, and those around you who interact with you will be much happier. So we've gone over a lot of information, specifically some where eye care as a system in your school can really help you bring in some strong systems and meet the needs of everybody in your program. If you'd like more information on eye care, here is our website, phone number, email to contact someone in sales, and know that we are open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., so you can give us a call. We've got some great features beyond what I shared with you today, so it is worth looking into. With that, I want to thank everyone for attending today. Anybody who has any questions, please feel free to unmute or put anything in the question or chat box, and we can respond to you.